I'm delighted at the opportunity to greet the parents of the Boy Scouts gathered here today at this camporee. The responsibility of giving American youth proper guidance and training is more important at this hour than ever before in the history of our nation. All of us recognize that the basic strength of any nation can be found in the character and quality of its youth. But the question of what will happen to the present generation of American children is something more than a national problem. It is a question of international importance. I am certain all of us recognize that the mantle of leadership in world affairs has fallen upon America. The future of the entire civilized world will be determined very largely by the quality of character and citizenship being formed today in the homes, the schools, the neighborhood, the playgrounds, and the churches of our nation. I take a great deal of pride as an American in the fact that the mothers and fathers here today with their youngsters are reflecting a splendid example of workable family life. The disintegration of family life in far too many homes has opened up a fertile field for the growth of crime and delinquency. Lawlessness has become a national scandal. During 1948, 1,686,670 major crimes were committed in the United States. With painful clarity, the causative factors producing a major crime every 18 7/10 seconds of the day and night reduce themselves in the vast majority of instances to a common denominator, the lack of fundamental responsibility to resist the temptations and meet the problems of contemporary life. It is important for all of us to recognize that American families are developing the personalities who will determine what type of society our nation will have tomorrow. Family life is the primary molding process within which human personalities are shaped. The youngster must learn to be a contributing person with his parents, his brothers and sisters, to the welfare of the home and society. If his home life is choked by hate and discord, he will learn quickly to resent his parents and the social relationship of the family. He will later resent the community and the laws regulating society. Family failures may be remedied to a great extent by reestablishing in the home love of God and fellow man to replace selfishness and petty individualism. To this end, your boys are receiving a very strong lesson in Americanism during the years they will spend with the Boy Scouts. Give them all the time and encouragement possible during these turbulent times. They are a great investment in the future of America, and one day, through self-control, self-sacrifice, and discipline, they will carry on the responsibilities of perpetuating vigorous home life to offset the increasing decay of modern society.